So that arrogance of saying, why not me? And that's just some self-respect. Say, why not me? I refuse. I mean, I refuse. It's going to be, it may not be like the top of the world class standard, but it's going to be on my terms, and I'm going to make it. I don't want to be like Tony Robbins, whatever, Mel Robbins.
You want to be like George.
I want to be George, but I want to also contribute something. Why not me? I mean, I would go to the guards. I'm like, please tell me. I'll be so mad to the gods. Why in the world did you plan me to be a slave? I mean,
You refuse.
I refuse. I mean, and that's usually why I used to argue so much, even if I didn't even know what I was arguing about. Just like, no, I don't want to accept it. I don't mind living in poverty, but on my terms. I have, and that's a thing. People don't have the guts to say, whatever life, whatever resources we have, we are going to create a system for us, products for us, and we are going to survive, and it's okay. But when you think you don't deserve it, you're not incapable, you're inferior, someone else is better than you, you are going to buy their shit, you're going to buy their systems, you're going to rely on them, and then you end up don't think about anything, because you think someone else is going to think for you. So. And that is the only thing, I can tell you this. Resources in Rwanda, they don't have them. We are blocked, we don't touch ocean anywhere. We are skinny people. Like, in terms of fighting, we cannot really fight. There's a lot of negative things we have, but I can tell you this. I would rather die in poverty. There are people who are just arrogant. Here's an expression. Why do people say, this expression, I say, my girl, you cannot hire a Jew 2 years in a row. Like, if he works for you 1 year.
I said the next year he's beaten you at your
so game. Just because you're fucking Jew, there's a lot of Jews who are poor, but there are those Jews who think, damn, I'm on the top of the world, I'm gonna make it. Why them? And
why
that's
not you?
Why not you? So that, there are people who don't have that drive. There are people who, they can say, okay, please give me $10. I'll work for you, give me $10. So,
and then some people will say,
no, I can work for you 1 year, but the second year, I'm gonna beat you. I may not rely on you. I don't mind living in one car, in one small house, starve to death, but it's gonna be on my terms. So there's no genocide that can make you think that way.